Welcome everyone to Tamrielic Adventures, a show that brings you information from all across the far reaches of Tamriel. I'm your host, Eric, aka Sulior, and I apologize for once again it being a bit since I've done an episode. Once again, been busy. But I couldn't not comment or do an episode on what's been going on in the world of Elder Scrolls. But before we get to that, there has been a little bit of other news, not very much, but we do have update 40 on the horizon for ESO. So this introduces an endless dungeon mode. It's going to be called Endless Archive. So it's a PvE activity, and it's in the base game update 40 patch. So the only other thing that I can see that has to do with this patch is that it's going to add Japanese localization, which honestly I'm kind of surprised wasn't a thing before. But yeah, it is going to drop, let's see, give me just a second here. It looks like it's already live in the public test server, and then it comes out on October 30th for PC and Mac, and then November 14th for consoles. So yeah, it's pretty close. So yeah, that'll be fun. I'm not much of a public dungeon guy. I mean, they're fun, but you want to have a good group with you. So it's kind of one of those things where it's better if you're in a group with somebody you know, like people you know. And so yeah, if you've got a good guild, if you got people that you trust, then I think it'll be great. Just I'd be interested in seeing what some of these are like, so not gonna lie. So I guess yeah, I would definitely be interested in giving these a shot. So yeah, other than that, I don't really see a lot in the news other than what I'm going to be talking about today. So let's go ahead and get into my gameplay. I'll be completely honest, since the release of Starfield, there's been very little else that I've been playing. So if you've listened to the Starfield Sandwich podcast, you'll hear all about that. Definitely go check that out. We just did an episode on what our experiences have been like with having the game for a month now. So yeah, definitely go check out the Starfield Sandwich podcast. Also, I did play a little bit of Fallout 4 so I could wrap up the Fallout 4 DLC survival roundtable with the Fallout feed, so definitely go listen to that. It's always fun doing the roundtable with my friends at the Fallout feed, so definitely go check that out. But yeah, other than that, I've just mainly been playing Starfield. I've played some Fallout 76. I just completed the scoreboard, so yeah, I really do need to get back into ESO and play some Necrom, but Starfield is so addicting, I swear to God. Anybody, and most of you I'm sure have at least heard about it. I mean, I know everybody's at this point heard about it, but hopefully you've been able to take part in it as well. It's on Game Pass. Sorry for people who are on PlayStation, but yeah, it's been great. So let's talk about what we're here for today, and that is the brand new Elder Scrolls mobile game called Elder Scrolls Castles. So this game was kind of shadow dropped, like there was no announcement made. Reports that there were a few mobile games in the works, and one of them was going to be pretty big. But it was found online that somebody had, I can't remember exactly who broke the news, but somebody had discovered, I mean, a few places have put out articles about this, like Polygon, IGN, things like that, that it was discovered in the American Google Play Store that there was an Elder Scrolls mobile game that was put in early access and released to the Play Store, and you can go and download it. I don't think that that's the case so much anymore. Like, I think they were, like, the test limit has been reached for this. But I was able to jump on it and got it downloaded, and I know a couple of my friends have as well. But it's been compared to Fallout Shelter as far as what the game actually is. And you know what? That's pretty accurate. I played a little bit of it, but there are some pretty key differences. The main thing has to do with the quests, like the tasks. I mean, it is very similar, but you start out like you're dealing with a king. I don't know if it's like this for everybody else, but in my game, the king died, so I had to pick his successor. And then you go from there. Like, you get tasks to build rooms, build workshops, keep your subjects happy. There are court rulings. Like, you have to have the king make decisions on certain things, and that affects the king's rating as far as what, you know, whether or not his subjects like him. Another key difference between this and Fallout Shelter is the fact that time happens in this game. Like, it lets you know how long you've been playing for, and then, like, one day in the game is like 10 years or something like that in this game. So I logged in this morning, and one of my castle dwellers was a ghost. So that kind of threw me off. I looked for his dead body. I couldn't find it. And, you know, ghosts are around in the Elder Scrolls world. So I had this guy assigned at the mill. And the ghost went to work. Like, the ghost went and was helping at the mill. So, you know, in Fallout Shelter, when, you know, dwellers die, you can pay some caps to resurrect them. I couldn't figure out if I could do that with this. I didn't know if I could actually resurrect my character. Like I said, I couldn't really find where his body was. So maybe he's just going to hang around as a ghost the whole time, and maybe, you know, other characters are going to age and die and come back and, you know, stick around as ghosts too. I guess I'll find out. But yeah, this game has only been out for a few days, but I thought that I'd take a minute and talk about it. One thing that I'll say that I don't really care for, and maybe it's just me, but there is a battle pass system that they've implemented. And it's not so much like doing actions in the game that gets you points. The battle pass is more for when you level up. So you level up, you get a level up reward. But then there's also levels where you can't get the reward unless you have the battle pass. And that's what gets me. Hopefully they'll change it a little bit, because you should be rewarded for every level up. Most cases, like most games, when there is something locked behind a battle pass, you still get rewarded in, you know, with something. But with this, it's nothing. So there's been several levels where I haven't gotten a level up reward because that specific one is locked behind the battle pass. So hopefully this will be something that gets addressed in the future. Like I said, this game was shadow dropped, and evidence would suggest that that was not intentional, simply because of how it was released. Number one, it wasn't announced, Number two, it was in a very limited market. So, yeah, specifically the U.S. Google Play Store. So it's not even on Apple devices or things like that. So hopefully this will be one of those situations where they'll be like, you know what, we screwed up, but we'll just roll with it. So hopefully it'll be released on other devices and, you know, areas outside the U.S. here really soon. I hope so. I do love Fallout Shelter, and you know, I've been a fan of Elder Scrolls for longer than I've been a fan of Fallout. So Elder Scrolls is my first love with Bethesda, so I really hope that more people will get to experience this game soon. But like I said, I just thought I'd give you guys my first impressions on this. It's a major bit of news that, honestly, I don't hear more people talking about. Maybe it's just because they can't experience it for themselves. But it's got me excited, and I can't wait to see what time brings for this game. I can just kind of imagine where they're going to go with it. Like, there's Fallout Shelter now is not what Fallout Shelter was when it first released. A lot more has been added to it to make it a much richer experience than what it was when it first came out. Like, I don't even think there were quests when it first came out. Like, there was the vault building, and that was really it. That's all it was when it first came out. Like, you might be able to send somebody out into the wasteland to gather resources, but it's not what it was now, where you go and you explore a building. So, and you know, with quests right now, with Elder Scrolls Castles, it's kind of, you just take on bandits and enemies like that. You assign a couple of, you know, a couple of your dwellers, and you know, you've got weapons and armor you can give to them, and then you just have them fight, you know, couple waves of enemies. That's pretty much it. So like I said, we'll see what updates bring with this game, and hopefully it'll be released to more people sooner rather than later. Time will tell, but until then, you know, this is what we got, and I will keep you guys updated whenever more news comes out with this. But I'm gonna go ahead and get out of here. I just, like I said, I could not address this. So anyway, if you'd like to get a hold of me, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Blue Sky at IanGold08. You can find the show at TamaralekP with Twitter and Instagram. I don't have a Blue Sky page for that yet. You can also find me on TikTok at Sulior. And that's going to do it. You can also find me in my other shows. I mentioned the Starfield Sandwich podcast. I've also got Super Nintendo, and I really hope to have another episode of that out fairly soon. Freddy Krueger will probably make an appearance on that episode, since it's so close to spooky season. It is spooky season now. We're officially in October, guys. Kind of hard to believe. And also Tapes from the Waste. We got an episode of that, just came out not too long ago, and we're hoping to get a new episode out soon, now that they've announced that Atlantic City is coming out this year, not next year. So anyway, that is it. So until then, stay safe, adventurers.